here this morning to present to you a small portion of my thesis research on spring dead spot. The information that I'll be presenting to you this morning is from the second year of research of a three-year study. Spring dead spot is a patch disease caused by three similar species of root-infecting fungi. These species are Ophiospirella cori, O. herpatica, and O. normari. In 2004, a fungal survey was performed in which symptomatic spring dead spot plugs were collected and their fungal pathogens were determined, and it was through this survey that Ophiospirella cori was determined to be the causal organism of spring dead spot in Mississippi. Spring dead spot is characterized by circular, oblong, or sometimes diffuse patches of turf. These patches may range in size from several centimeters to greater than a meter in diameter. These patches become apparent in the Bermuda grass when the turf breaks winter dormancy. The recovery period on these patches is basically dependent on management and the size of the patch itself. In some cases, the patch, if it is a half to a meter in diameter, recovery time can take several months, well on to the summer. And I would like to stress at this time how important spring dead spot is to Bermuda grass turf managers throughout the transition zone, because to date there is still not a clear, consistent method of control. We take a closer look at a plug taken from the margin of a spring dead spot patch. The left side of this patch, where the green actively growing turf is located, is associated with a dense rhizomatous and root growth, as opposed to the right side or necrotic side of the patch, which has a greatly reduced root system. A dissecting microscope view of a Bermuda grass plug inoculated with an isolate of Ophiospirella cori reveals the intense rotting that occurs when infection and colonization by the Ophiospirella species takes place. Basically, the fungi infect the secondary roots, migrate into the primary root, and infect and colonize the primary root, initially cutting off the supply of water and nutrients to the turfgrass plant. The objective of this research was to evaluate cultural, nutritional, and chemical management practices for reducing spring dead spot severity, promoting improved Bermuda grass root health, and enhancing Bermuda grass fall color and quality. This study was conducted at Old Waverly Golf Club in West Point, Mississippi, on a tipway Bermuda grass fairway. This fairway in particular had been symptomatic, according to the superintendent, for more than 10 years. Prior to the initiation of the study in the spring of 2004, the fairway appeared to be very symptomatic for spring dead spot. The fairway was freckled with small spring dead spot patches throughout the entire fairway. The pH of the fairway was approximately 6.9 prior to the study, and the thatch mat layer ranged anywhere from 3.5 to 4.5 centimeters. Treatments of the study included a corification treatment with 5 to 7 centimeter spacing using 10 millimeter diameter tines. Once the aerifications were complete, the cores were removed from the plots and carried off site to prevent further spread of the inoculum. We also had a corification plus top dressing treatment with a medium to coarse sand to reed sedge peat at a 6-to-1 ratio. All practices for the previous corification treatment were applied to this one as well. We performed a deep vertical mowing using a walk-behind grading vertical mower. We vertical mowed at a depth of 2.5 to 3.5 centimeters. Once vertical mowing was complete, all of the material brought to the surface of the turf was removed and taken off site, once again to prevent further spread of the inoculum. Manganese sulfate applications were made using a granular manganese product, 32% manganese. It was applied at an initial rate of 5.7 kilograms of manganese per hectare. We also applied elemental sulfur at an initial application of 227 kilograms of sulfur per hectare, and subsequent sulfur applications were based on soil pH analysis. Our goal in this study was to maintain pH in these sulfur plots between 5.0 and 5.3. We also applied myclobutanil at label rates of 1.5 kilograms of active ingredient per hectare. Once applications were made, the fungicide was watered in with 0.25 inches of irrigation water. We also included a control, and all of these treatments were organized in a randomized complete block design with four replications. The cultural practices that were on the previous slide were performed twice per year in the months of June and August. And soil pH and leaf tissue analysis was performed throughout the duration of the study to maintain the desired pH and to maintain adequate levels of manganese within the leaf tissue. This is a view of a core aerification plot following core aerification. Once plots were aerified, as previously stated, these cores were removed and taken off site. This is a view of a vertical mode plot. I would like to stress at this time how aggressive this treatment was. This was not a routine vertical mowing. We really went deep, 2.5 to 3.5 centimeters, and we removed a lot of material from these plots. And this photograph just displays how much material, how many stolen organic matter and thatch were brought to the surface and removed from these plots. Once vertical mowing was complete and all the material was removed, these plots did appear very thin. Another photograph of one portion of the study area once cultivation practices were completed. The thatch layer, the thatch and mat layer was consistently monitored, constantly monitored throughout the study, and thatch ranged between 3 and 4 centimeters. And after the first year's treatments, the thatch layer was slightly reduced throughout these treatments. Monthly sampling was performed in which 3 random turf soil cores were removed. These cores were 3.8 by 10 centimeters. In length, these cores were pulled at random from each plot. Once cores were removed from the plots and brought back to the field lab, soil was removed from these individual cores and a percent root discoloration was given to each core. Spring dead spot severity was rated in the spring and April 3rd, 2006, once Bermuda grass transitioned out of winter dormancy and the spring dead spot symptoms were apparent. We used a 1 to 9 severity scale with 9 equaling no disease. Fall turf color and quality was rated on October 3rd, 2006. Color was on a 1 to 9 scale with 9 equaling dark green. Quality as well was rated on a 1 to 9 scale with 9 equaling best turf. All percent root discoloration, spring dead spot severity, and fall turf color and quality ratings were analyzed using Crop GLM of SAS. Table 1 shows the effects of cultural, nutritional, and chemical management on spring dead spot severity. Although there was a moderate level of spring dead spot throughout this fairway during the spring of 2006, spring dead spot severity was similar among all treatments. Table 2 shows the effects of cultural, nutritional, and chemical management on percent root discoloration. Vertical mowing proved to be the most consistent treatment at reducing percent root discoloration. In the winter, spring, and summer, it was the only treatment which was significantly different from the control. And although in the fall of the year, all treatments were similar for percent root discoloration, vertical mowing still had the lowest percent root discoloration. Table 3 shows the effects of cultural, nutritional, and chemical management on fall color and quality. Once again, vertical mowing was the standout treatment, significantly enhancing fall color and significantly enhancing fall quality. The strip in the middle of this photo was an accidental skip during vertical mowing, and I wanted to present this photo just to illustrate the drastic differences in the vertical mowing and untreated areas. In conclusion, treatments had no significant effect on spring dead spot severity. There appeared to be a more localized effect of spring dead spot within the fairway as opposed to a treatment effect. Cultural management practices did significantly enhance root health, with vertical mowing being the most consistent treatment based on enhanced root health and fall color and quality. This is consistent with previous findings in which the more aggressive cultivation treatments did prove to have the greatest impact on turf color or turf quality. Nutritional and chemical management had minimal effect on root health and had no effect on spring dead spot severity. Sulfur plots were aesthetically the poorest in the spring. These plots appeared chlorotic and very thin, and this as well was consistent with previous findings. For future research, a very aggressive, integrated approach of cultural, nutritional, and chemical practices for SDS management should be employed using all the management practices that are out there for improving root health and overall Bermuda grass health. The problem with spring dead spot management in the past has been so much focus has been placed on control, 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 because it is such a problem in the turf grass industry. We feel that studies related to temperature, moisture, and pH are needed to better understand the epidemiology or biology of the Ophiosporella fungi in order to get a better handle on how to manage or how to impose cultural or chemical or nutritional management practices to better manage this disease. That completes my presentation. If there are any comments or suggestions or questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. Thank you. Yes. Well, actually, I don't recall the soil manganese levels. We looked mainly at tissue levels of manganese. As far as tissue goes, we apparently were not getting much luxury uptake of the manganese, because manganese levels in the control plots and of the manganese plots were very similar. We did test soil manganese, but I don't have those numbers off the top of my head. Yes, sir. It's better. The question was, is exactly how thin were the vertical mowing plots once vertical mowing was complete? I would not say as severe as an early grow-in. I would say a latter grow-in. The turf did. I couldn't give you a number of stolons per unit area, but I would say a latter grow-in situation, mid to latter grow-in. Okay.